I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hey everyone, this is Heather Havenwood with The Win. And if you're a small business owner and you don't have a marketing funnel, make sure you go to heathermakesyoumoney.com. Then there you'll have a video. You can go check it out for different kind of funnels. Okay, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood. We have someone interesting today. His name is Jason. Is it Trudeau?
Troy.
Okay, that does not look that
close enough.
Close enough, right? So okay. Troy, so spell it for everybody. Someone knows how to.
It's T-R-E-U, but it's pronounced the other way, T-R-O-Y, because my parents or my great-grandparents decided to keep the pronunciation from that was German and Austrian instead of changing either the spelling or the pronunciation. So
got it. So you're a mixed breed. You're a big old mix.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
And
nice.
No one gets my last name right. So,
okay, good. So I'm normal. Yay.
You are normal. You fit within the boundaries. You'd be very abnormal if you got it right. So
thanks for that. I appreciate that. Well, let me tell you who Jason is. He's a top business and executive coach and sales leadership trainer. At the heart of his strategy is the understanding that people and your relationships are your true wealth. Everything we accomplish in life is with or through other people, which is super true. And I definitely want to talk about today about your life purpose. Believe it or not, I'm not going to hold it against him, but I'm not a big fan of lawyers. But he does have a law degree, but I don't think he practices anymore, right?
No,
is that correct?
I don't. So you're safe.
I'm safe. Yeah, that's why you're allowed on the show. Sorry, lawyers. Love you and all. But, you know, and you have a master's degree in communications from Syracuse University. And he's done all kinds of really cool stuff. You can go check him out at jasontreu.com. Okay, so let's dive in. You said you've worked with well-known CEOs as Steve Jobs and Mark Hurd at HP and many others. How did you work with them and what level did you work with them?
Well, there were different ones depending on things. So Steve Jobs, it was when he came back to Apple to launch the iMac. So
yeah.
I was with an agency that won the business. Mark Hurd, it was working on some acquisitions that was happening, and it was a positioning on the marketing side of things. And so I got to have some great opportunities to work with some really high level people in Silicon Valley, you know, back in the gold rush days, which was a fun time to be out there. And
I remember those gold days. I'm old like that. I remember those old days, 99, 2000, when they're like, pets.com, it's worth $2 million or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Actually, my agency has actually had them as a client.
Oh, really?
So, so I was very familiar with them. So, and all of it. So it was quite fun to see all these companies, and then also not so fun to see the other side.
Yeah,
when everything crashed.
It was a huge crash. I mean, if y'all remember, millennials are like, what's that? The .com and .bus, it was like pets.com is not worth, you know, it was some ungodly amount of number based on hits. to the site, not based on sales at all. Or sometimes they'd even sell a product. It was just like, they're just worth this. And nowadays they have like numbers, you know, like how much advertising dollars do you make and stuff like that.
Going through that, I had a client of mine, the valuation was $1 billion and the company had, I mean, I want to say $50 million in sales, and someone offered to buy the company and they would not sell it.
And where are they today?
There was a fire sale, like literally, I think it was 2 years after that point.
Yeah.
And it was like, how many country club memberships do you want? Well, they ended up having to sell the company for like $10 million in a base liquidation sale.
You know, I remember this is years ago. Before, I lived in Florida. I swear to God, this is a true story. I interviewed for a company. This is like 99, 2000-ish. We're still on that rush, right? I remember walking in. I remember interviewing for a sales job. And I remember asking them, okay, so what do y'all do? And they couldn't tell me. And there were all these young people there. And they were like, well, I'm really not making a lot of money, but I'm here for the stocks. And I'm like, okay, but what do you do? No one could tell me what they did. And I remember calling my father and he's like, I wouldn't go there. I can't tell you the name of the company and they're no longer around. So yeah, there was a lot of that going on. I make $30,000 a year, but I'm going to make $100 million in stocks or something like this, right?
Back in the day. Crazy time.
Crazy
time.
Never
happen again.
It'll never happen again. That's great. Okay, let's talk about you right now.
Okay,
so we were talking in the green room earlier about purpose, and that's a great conversation. And you said, hey, I can have this conversation about entrepreneurs and life purpose. I think that's something that I find that entrepreneurs don't have until they've been around for years, and they're like, why am I doing all this? You know? So can you talk us through that? What do you mean by that? What is that? And do you work with people on their life purpose? What does that mean?
Well, for me, what I figured out was that the problem with a purpose is everyone that I ever learned from taught me that a purpose was really external to me, till I found a coach who taught me that purpose was actually an internal thing. And it was more of an emotion that you can generate. And if you can do that, you can start to figure out the most powerful states you can be at on a permanent basis. Because what happens is if you serve other people or you're doing something outside of yourself, everything will let you down, right? Every person in your life will eventually let you down. Everything that happens will go through some sort of cycle. So the problem with that is that you are a victim of circumstance because you cannot control everything else, but you can control your emotional states and how you feed yourself. And so if you can do that, you can really then also figure out, am I on the right track or not, right? You can use it as a compass depending on what emotional states that you have that are yours. And then it helps you figure out, am I doing the job that really I'm best suited for? Is this really the path I should be on? Rather than trying to get validation from something that you're doing or getting it from other people.
Okay, so there's a couple things here I have a question on. So we're going to kind of go this road. And this is great because I had an interview last week, and it was a guy who's a millennial. Based on the fact that you knew .com, I'm assuming you're not a millennial, right, Jason?
No.
Okay, great. Now, what's the difference here? Because his world was millennials are unique because they want to make a difference on the world. It's not about the money. They want to make a difference. Is that the same thing you're talking about, or is that something different?
Something different,
okay.
Right? One of the things that I realized in my journey was, like, after I actually figured out this exercise and how to think about it differently, my emotions were connecting and belonging. So the reality was, is working in corporate America, doing high-level marketing was exactly the job I shouldn't be doing. And I went through ups and downs because I wasn't in the mode of connecting and belonging all the time. Part of my job was to sit in a room and do PowerPoints or figure out strategy or plans or do things that really were not going to get me energized because I wasn't working with anyone external outside the company. So I was just working with my boss or a couple people or working on this or that. But I wasn't out there talking to media, analysts, other executives doing it on a regular basis because I just had no time because I had to do other corporate initiatives to get the job done. And so I constantly was feeling great and then feeling bad. And I never really understood why that was until I understood that I have to have every single day where I'm doing something where I'm touching people and I'm, you know, working with them to drive their lives. And so for me, in a coaching aspect, was really ideal of something I should be doing.
Interesting. So take us down the journey of you found a coach to have this conversation with, but take us down your journey of figuring that out? Because that's a very unique side of it. I mean, there's a couple things I hear. One, it's like understanding why you were upset. Like, where is that coming from or what is that? And then there's the level of an internal, what is it that I should be doing that's best suited for me? Can you take us through a little bit of the process?
Well, part of the process was that I realized that emotionally, I wasn't really listening to myself, meaning that our emotions tell us really what's going on, but we just shut them down in traditional society today. So that's why you have all this turmoil. Like, I had a client who parted ways with a company last week. And the reality is he was having some ups and downs, and it wasn't the place for him to be in. And he came to that realization after we had a conversation on it. And the reality was that the situation forced itself so he could actually now get in the best situation and start doing some things he's actually always wanted to do and not go through the motions of a job that he didn't really even like anymore because he thought that was the only option to do it. So I think that's part of it was, one, you have to listen to yourself, right? And if you feel like things are not great, then there's a problem going on and you have to start figuring out that it is. And then as I went through this process and I just did an easy exercise, which was I went through and thought about the four happiest times in my life, right? I did it. It's a simplistic part of this exercise. Then I wrote down like what emotions was I going through in those four happiest times. And then from there, I said to myself, what emotion would I rather feel? And you can whittle it down to two. Well, at that point now, you're taking the best times in your life, right? Whatever they were, and you're then amplifying those emotions every single day, right? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise it's just happenstance, right? So everyone has different emotions. Maybe someone's emotion is, you know, feeling adventure and excitement. Well, then being a travelpreneur is really what they should be doing and not be sitting in an office or maybe not even doing coaching or doing whatever they're doing currently right now.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Our whole world revolves around our smartphones now. You know, they say we look at our phones on an average of 150 times a day or more. Look, if you're a small business and want to grow, you need to reach people where they're looking the most. Their smartphones. So text the word START to 72,000 now to learn more from our friends at Mobit or go to heatherhavenwood.com/Mobit. Again, text the word START to 72,000 now. Are you over 45, 60? Are you relying on the traditional medical field to help you feel great and get you back to a balanced body? Good luck with that. At E2Lab.com, Dr. Don Salyer got sick of people complaining about bloating, inflammation, and feeling sluggish. He has created unique, potent, and powerful non-pharmaceutical supplements to help the body rebalance, detox, and get back to being healthy. Go to E2Lab.com, getting you back to healthy and balanced.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So until you can figure out what those things are, you can't really tap into them to the fullest extent in doing what you really should be doing and feeding into that.
Okay, so there's a couple things. I completely agree with that. There's a little bit of pushback I have because one of the things you said, which I think is interesting, you said that in our society today, we do push down our emotions. I think that has to do with our technology. But I think men do more than women. Women are very much, I find, the people around me are very much in tune to my desires, what they want. I think men have it's something that I can't really understand, is they have a pressure that they have to do what they don't want to do, or they have to do business because they have to make the money or whatever that is, right? I think there's a pressure there from society or whomever. Yes. And it is great to have that awoken up with men and women, but I think it happened with women first, I think a lot, than men. That's just my feedback. I don't know. That's just my view over here in my little world. Who knows if that's actually accurate on any level?
Well, I think a lot of women, though, I would say shame men, because whenever they're weak, then they make comments about it, right? If you look at vulnerability studies, women, it's actual equal when you take a look at it, right? Women's number one thing is body image, and men is weakness. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women tell men, don't share your emotions because I don't want to see your weakness. So it's really interesting how these things plays out today, right? I mean, in today's world, I think they both goes back and forth. And I think for entrepreneurs, but if you work in corporate America, trust me, there's a lot of women I worked with that have emotional bearing is not even close to being on.
Interesting. Right? Yeah, definitely with corporate America. I can definitely see that. And I haven't been in corporate America for 15, 20 years. So that's probably why I'm not seeing it. So you're probably completely correct. So as far as your purpose, because there's books out there, Your Life Purpose, and Tony Robbins talks a lot about your purpose, higher self and whatnot. Do you find this is a spiritual conversation with your clients? And then when they find that purpose, right? Because here's what I hear a lot with purpose. I hear your family, your kids, but you're saying it's not external.
It's not at that. It's an emotion that you have. And then you start to figure out the hierarchy in life where you start putting yourself first. You put other people last. You could get woo-woo or not, but feeling connected to the world around you. And you have to have the right hierarchy as well in terms of who you're serving. Because if you don't have enough for yourself, and that's what most people don't, because they put other people first, especially most of my clients. And then what happens is they don't have anything for themselves.
What's the hierarchy then that you're suggesting?
Then you put yourself first. You put some sort of divine or feeling connected to the world around you, however that feels right to you. Mm-hmm. And then you put other people third. And then what you find is you have a lot more to give other people because you're taking care of yourself. You're getting your own needs met. And that's a critical part of the process. I mean, my clients aren't takers, and so they're givers for the entire part. So for them, they're used to doing the opposite because that's what they thought they had to do. And so then they're burning the candle at both ends. They're not taking care of themselves. And so when they start doing that, they have sort of a revelation on the quality of their life increases. And then when they start to think about their jobs and the things that they're doing every day and thinking about the emotional states that actually are the best for them, they actually can start to figure out pretty quickly on their own, am I on the right track or am I not? Or do I have to shift what I'm doing or change things around if I am in the same position? So I think when those starts happening, you can get pretty radical lift in your life, meaning it can get a lot better, a lot faster, whatever it might be.
So, I mean, I grew up in a Southern Baptist, Texas. I'm born red Texas. I understand that you live in Texas, but you're not a born bred, so you're just a visitor to us, just so you know.
Passing through.
You're just passing through. There's a lot of you guys right now passing through Texas. Just kidding. So, but I was taught, I mean, I remember it. God first, others second, I am third. I mean, I was taught that when I was like six.
Yeah.
God first, other second, I am third. God first, other second, I am third. God first. I mean, that's grained. You know what I mean? Like deeply, deeply, darkly ingrained. There's two levels of that. One, it was deeply ingrained at a very young level. So it's a belief system that was created a very long time ago. And that's challenging to be aware of and override. And then there's the level from the female side, which is be nice, share. You're a girl, be nice. Don't be mean. You know, don't be narcissistic or don't be selfish. I got that one a lot too. Mainly because I'm a girl, you know. Then all of a sudden in entrepreneurship, and like you said, in real life, it's like you got to put yourself first, even if you have a family, because if you don't put yourself first, how can you give to others? You know, there's this other, a spiritual level of it, which is you got to feed yourself first, and then you can give to your family, to your coworkers, whatnot, to your business. You can't give what you don't have, you know, and that's something that I'm very aware of personally and something I'm constantly working on. Is I got to feed myself. I got to feed myself and take care of myself first before I just give all my energy away. That's very counterintuitive, mainly for me, because of my belief system at such a young age was planted. So I don't think that particular, I don't even know if that is that's a verse or whatever it is. I can't remember. I just know it was ingrained in my head, is that I don't think it's healthy long term. When you're just constantly giving and not receiving yourself or filling up your own glass, as they call it, you know, do you coach people in helping them like flip that in their life?
Well, yeah, because I think the part of it is that, you know, there are two different givers, one who give unconditionally, which is the problem, and people who give within boundaries. And I think you have to be able to do that. People who have no boundaries just say yes. And you have to learn to say no and manage things differently, especially the more successful you are, because people are always asking things of you. Otherwise, what happens is to your detriment, right? You're always running around helping everyone else and you're not getting your own things done or taking care of your own needs. And then other people just know that they can use that and you attract people who want to take from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all know someone in our lives right now that they'll always be there, but to a detriment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know someone like that in my life. Someone that is dear friends of mine that I've known since I was seven. He's no longer with us on the planet at a very young age of 42. And he was one of those people that everyone loved and adored. And if you called him at 3 a.m. and he was 6 hours away, he would jump in his car and come help you. But he did that so much for people that a lot of people treated him like dirt. You know, and used him a lot. And he had this heart of gold. And I would say to him, take care of yourself. You would hear it. And he'd go, I know. I just love helping other people. He gave so much that this is just kind of crazy. But at 41, he had an aneurysm, you know. And I think, I mean, God's soul and BB, I love you. But it really helped. It hurt my heart because I knew that in a weird way, it was because of that pattern. That he gave and 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 just gave and just didn't get a lot back. And I'm not saying you should do that. I'm not saying that's who you are. Everybody, please don't take that the wrong way. But I just want to give you an example of someone who just, I mean, the guy would open up his heart. Just, here's my car, whatever you need, shirt on my back, that kind of guy. You know, he was like that. And I saw people just run over him lots of times. And I, you know, as a person, as a friend of his, I'm like, I would tell him, but there's nothing I could do. It's like, you got to create those boundaries. And then you have someone who's in the other, what I call other side of the fence, who's, let's just say he's an a-hole a little bit, who's like, I'm not helping anyone. You know, they're very wealthy and very successful. I'm not saying, again, that's the same, but there's a balance. And balance, I think, is what you're talking about, the purpose. So if someone's listening right now, they're like, wow, that resonates with me. How do I start that process? Can you help someone just listening to the podcast? Like, start here.
Yeah, what I would do is I would find a quiet place and I would think back to my earliest childhood memory and then work forward. And whatever images in your head.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you wanted to stop swapping your time for money? Ever wanted to leverage your expertise by selling your knowledge to hundreds of people? I call that smart. And now you can easily and effortlessly, without a web guy, create memberships, online courses, coaching programs. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific. Start making money off what you know today. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Start to take the first image and then write down what emotions that you see in that image, whatever it might be, right? If it's connecting, it's belonging, it's love, it's happiness, it's whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And if you need to, just Google like a sheet of emotions, because sometimes people can't remember them or think of them, or like, I don't know.
Well, that's a good idea. Google sheet of emotions.
All you got to do is just Google and find an emotion list, right? And then you can look through it and then take each memory and go do 4 memories forward, because that's plenty. And then what you can do from there is just take each emotion and ask yourself, would I rather feel this emotion or that emotion, right? And if that doesn't help the person, then the other thing you can say is, do I need to feel connecting to feel belonging, or belonging to feel connecting, as an example? And you'll be able to whittle through the emotions and get down to 2 emotions. Mm-hmm. And what it can do then is then you can start asking yourself, am I feeding these emotions on a daily basis with the people in my life, with the actions I'm taking, with the job I have, with the activities I'm doing, or am I not? And then that will really help you understand, am I really going to generate those emotions internally for myself, right?
Mm.
And that's like the quick version of doing this for people.
Interesting. Okay, great. So yeah, you can definitely Google emotion list. I just did as we were talking, and it's pretty cool. They have emotions list of all different kinds. So you're saying once you have the list of the top 4 of the happiest times, I'm going to think of the 4 happiest times in my life, I'm going to think of the different emotions I'm experiencing during that time. It could be when you're younger too, right? When you're a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it could be emotions. Could mean some people have thoughts when they're, you know, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and some people have it at 5, at 10 years old, at 15, at 20. I mean, it really, it's just whatever pops into your head. There's no right moment, because for whatever reason, whatever you're thinking and feeling is what it is. It doesn't really necessarily matter at what time in your life. It's just a starting place for people to go up.
Okay, great. So it's the feeling to focus on, not my father gave me this, you know, baseball, I felt X. I'm focused on the baseball bat, not the feeling. You're saying focus on the feeling, not what was given. Right?
Yeah, you focus on the feeling, right? So you're with your parents, or you're with someone else. So what is that? So you're feeling maybe connecting, belonging, happiness, or whatever the emotions are. And you just write down the list that you're feeling next to each of the 4 thoughts that you have in your life, the 4 experiences.
Yeah.
And then you go through each emotion and compare it to the other emotion, and then you basically just whittle it down till you have, you know, you go through it one time and then you get one emotion, you go through it the whole list, which shouldn't take very long, and then you get the other emotion, and there you have two emotions. And that's, I think that's plenty for most people to tap into, and I find it'd be pretty effective. And then you start taking a look at the emotions, saying, am I generating these every day, and what are the things that I'm doing? And people will be really surprised that if you start to take those emotions, actually using them near as much as you think that you may be, and when you start doing it, you're going to see a pretty radical shift in like a week in your life and the quality of experiences that you have. And when you have down times, you're going to look back and say, I'm not feeling those emotions, or I'm not doing things to generate those emotions.
So I'll share from my view, right? So I'm listening to you and I'm kind of doing the work in the moment, which is kind of challenging because I'm on a podcast, right? But I'm a little bit doing it in the moment. And I think for myself, I know I've shared this with my coach, which my biggest purpose in life is freedom. Like, love that word. It just makes me all giddy. Okay. Is just freedom. Now, freedom from what? I don't know, really. There's all kinds of things. Freedom from government, you know, freedom from, I don't like rules, you know, I don't like restraints. That's why I'm not corporate America anymore. So there's a lot of things in the world of freedom. I'm clear that's why I'm an entrepreneur. It's like, it's my number one value. I don't call it purpose. I call it value, like number one value. The moment my freedom is at risk, potentially, that is where I start to fight. You know, there's a fighting mechanism that kicks in of like, that I got to preserve that for me. Like, boom, do not cross my freedom line. You know, the relationships have been broken up. Significant others, like, oh, you told me what to, and that's breaking my freedom value. Like, you got to go, you know? So it's a big one for me. Like, oh, that doesn't work. So what do you think of that? Is that kind of what, I mean, I'm just kind of playing with it.
It can be, right? Freedom can be one, right? And mm-hmm. I think what it is that then every day you need to be generating that feeling, right? And I think mm-hmm. part of this is journey is understanding when you're conscious of that. Then you'll start doing stuff in your day and you'll notice the feeling because it'll be top of mind and you'll see what to do, right? So some people feeling free might be doing yoga, right? Or might be doing something else. And when you start thinking about the things that you do on a day-to-day basis, the freedom is going to generate a feeling differently for different things that you do. And you can tap into that. In the days when you can't, you'll definitely notice it. And the times when you tap into it more, you will as well. And then that helps you figure out the things that you should be doing and other things that aren't working for you.
Your dog agrees. He agrees with you.
He does.
I heard that. He's like, yes.
He He's like, yes.
Yes, that dad, you know that works.
Yes. You know what you're saying.
No, that's really true, especially for me, the freedom. And some people say that's not a feeling. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. You know, for me, it is. I guess I'm just making it up. It is. For me, it is.
Feeling free is an emotion.
It is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. See, he said it. It's true. Jason said it was true. Yeah. I think for me, freedom is a big one. I mean, I definitely know that's why I'm not corporate America. For me. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, I did a share the story. It's 2009. I come to Austin. I'm starting over. And so I go get a job in corporate America. I was there for 90 days. My friends were like, wow, you lasted 90 days. We're so proud of you. Because they were like, you need to be here at 4 o'clock on Fridays. And I'm like, but it makes no sense. Everyone, you know, once I was trying to give this kind of a reason, like makes no sense to be there. And the guy looked at me, my boss, and goes, you work for corporate America and we tell you what to do with your time. And I just remember going, that's why I'm leaving.
Yes.
That moment right there. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be gone in the next 2 weeks. And I was. So
well,
just kind of
you
funny.
Did it.
I did
said
it.
Bye.
I said bye.
It happened.
Yeah. So is that kind of what you're referring to? Like when you feel like that? Okay. Okay. Interesting. So what have you seen results with some of your clients? Can you give like an overall example of when they find this, they do like whatever?
Well, I mean, I have a client of mine is chairman of a really large company, mm-hmm. and he, instead of leaving the business, he decided to go to work even more. And basically what happened was the CEO of the company wasn't really the CEO of the company. He was still the CEO because he was going in there every single day, which is odd for a chairman in a company. So I got him to stop going, went to a TED conference, he ended up meeting Bill Gates, Richard Branson, and a bunch of other people. Got on the board of TED, ex-prize of Peter Diamantis, and has now gotten some massive investments that he has and gotten some great deals on. And it's all about really tapping into his purpose and the emotions and the things he's feeling just set him free. And it's a pretty fast process.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's one, but a lot of other people, CEOs, are just dealing with people better. They're just having clearer interactions. They're managing people better. I've had people leave jobs in corporate America and start to be an entrepreneur because of this, right? That's the easy one to do. But other people have, you know, helped start a nonprofits, doing other stuff. I mean, because they tapped in to things that really lit them up.
Mm, yeah, I love that. Like, Tony Robbins talks about that, like what lights you up. And, you know, it's interesting when you're an entrepreneur. I remember in the past being at seminars and I remember having somebody in the front of them going, what lights you up? And I'm thinking to myself, money. I don't know. Seriously, what lights me up? Like, I like food. I like chocolate. They're like, what lights you up? And I think that's a wrong approach. I like your approach is what I'm saying. Like, I'm giving you a compliment because the approach is more like, what are the feelings that are really the feelings of in your past that have been happy times? What are those feelings? And how do you basically, I'm using the word replicate, that in your daily life? You know, how do you make that or create that to happen every single day of your life? It's kind
it's
of
just,
I mean,
generation. It's just generation. Generating the feelings that you want versus just having them happen randomly, which is most people live their life like that, right? Because they're just waiting for something else to happen for them to occur. Because otherwise, there's randomness in it because you're not in control, because you're not taking conscious actions to actually create those emotions that you actually need to feel alive. So by doing it, it makes life so much better and easier because then you have a mental blueprint on the things to do. And when you're in crisis, you'll realize that you're not feeling those things. So if you generate actions to do that, you'll at least make the situation better. It's not like stress or problems are going to go away, but you can alleviate a lot of the symptoms and feel better, and it can help you get more clarity to take more action.
Yeah, I know. I love that because, look, everyone, you're going to be going through stress in life still. It's not like once you have a purpose, it's not like life all of a sudden is like perfect. It's just that you start to create your purpose, like an intention every single day. You look intentively, this is what I'm going to create daily or in my business every single day versus just having it come at you. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can just take some level of action to get yourself in a better place than you currently are.
Yeah.
And even a little bit helps. And I think when people start doing it, you then have a lot more control on your everyday and what happens. And that makes a huge difference on the outcomes that you can create.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you a 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to sullybeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Now, I have a question for you. It's kind of changing the subject, okay? And this is about, you have a master's degree in communications from Syracuse University. The stuff that we're talking about today, would you say you learned any of that in the university setting?
No.
Yeah, that's, I was expecting to know.
That's not what school.
So why is that? Why do you think you didn't learn that in a university setting?
Because I think it's easy to teach things that have to deal with external things in your life because you don't have to do any work to have hard conversations.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
I mean, if I'm a professor and you want me to be vulnerable, I actually have to do the work in order to do that in front of you. Well, that requires another discipline and people don't want to do that. And they don't want to do other things like teaching people. I mean, I met with someone who's running a part of the business school. Mm-hmm. At MIT, and I was like, why are you not teaching people here how to network with other people and build relationships and understand how to do that?
Huge.
And like, it's not part of the program.
Really?
So all that, no, not part of Harvard. You go to Stanford, none of the schools sit down and break down. If you want to go network, this is exactly what you do because most of the people have no idea what to do. So how are they going to teach you something that they don't even know how to do?
That's so weird. Does that sound weird to you? That just sounds weird to me.
Yeah, because I think what happens is that again, it's easy to teach you academic things because they control everything when it's academics because then they're the expert in it. And they're not stepping outside their boundaries. They're not having to be vulnerable or authentic. They're not having to put themselves out there. They're just having to go through the mill. They're just going to go through what they teach every single semester or maybe bring in some cases or do some different things depending on the program you're in.
Don't you think that hurts overall? I mean, kids coming out of school today and going, go network, go find yourself a job. And they're like,
why do you, how? I mean, I think people are more isolated than ever before.
It's a great conversation. I have a funny slash, I think it's a funny story. Years and years ago, I was on this date and I don't know how I got on this date. It was a blind date. I'm sitting here. We just started having this conversation. Found out he was professor at like Oxford or something like that, university in entrepreneurship. And like I come from a lineage of entrepreneurs, right, in my world. And I was just starting my business at the time. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And so we're having this conversation. So I asked him, what kind of businesses have you owned? You know, he's like, oh, I don't own businesses. And I'm like, so well, you're teaching kids how to be an entrepreneur, but you've never started a business? You know what I mean? And he's like, had this kind of like, of course not. Like, I'm above that or something, like kind of snarky like that. I'm paraphrasing. I got up and left. I was like, I can't even finish this dinner. I just can't. I can't imagine you're teaching entrepreneurship and you haven't even tried to start something. Like, I don't understand that. Do you find that you use your probably law? I mean, law is, I think, one of those ones you could use in the real world in business.
But all law degree. I mean, and here's the secret to law school. Yeah. I'll give someone a $150,000 education.
Okay, ready? Here it is. Go ahead.
The power is in the question. Mm. The person who asks the question holds all the power, right? And that's it, right? And the other, and part two of that is you need to know the answer or be prepared for the answer that the other person is going to give you if you ask the question. And if you can do both of those things, you've just graduated from law school, because that's all you learn. I mean, nothing else.
Wow.
Because I learned how to, I mean, great thing in law school, I write a brief, and then I was doing an internship, and the people told me, oh, you have to do it completely differently. What they teach you in law school is not the way how you write in the real world. And I was like, what?
You're like, well, then why did I go?
That happens today. That's the same way they teach. It is completely different in the real world. So it's amazing to me that the lack of skill sets that you learn that you actually need in the real world.
You know, just follow what he just said, just like revert that back. And if you had kids that are about to go to college, I would say reconsider. That's all I have to say. Mainly because, I mean, there's seminars, there's education out there with coaches.
There's
and
so much you can do.
Oh my gosh, that will teach them how to actually make and create a business, which is a skill set that they do not teach you in college or master's or law. I mean, they don't teach you that, how to run a business.
Answer how to be fulfilled in your own life, right?
Oh, right.
And like, let's even forget the fact of a business. Let's act the fact that people actually then don't have to crater their own life and hit rock bottom and sit on it forever and never recover. Right. I mean, that's the problem, too.
I mean, I got lucky and I didn't get lucky. I mean, I think one of the worst questions you can ask a 17-year-old kid is, what degree do you want? And what are you going to do the rest of your life? I mean, come on. That's crazy.
It is.
Back then, believe it or not, I think it's funny now to even say this because people are like, Heather, really? But when I declared my first major as accounting. I'm so far like from that, but I didn't know what to pick. You know, some like counselor goes, well, accounting, you make money. And I go, okay. That was it.
Sounds good.
No clue what that meant, you know, at all. And then that didn't go very well the first semester. So then someone goes, well, your grandfather's a doctor. Why don't you be a doctor? And I was like, okay. So I went down that road for a while.
You know what great about that exercise is that people told you what you should want. And that's the problem. Most people are living their lives because other people have been telling you what you want. And you've been doing it, whether it's your relationships you're in, whether it's the business that you're doing, whether it's the activities that you're involved in. Most people are not even really making their own choices, and they don't even really realize it, that other people have been telling you for so long, you forgot what you really wanted or you never even really knew.
Yeah, that's exactly the lesson, is that I didn't know. And it wasn't until I finally said to myself, I just went the hell out of college. And so it took me 7 years. I got the fastest degree out at that point because I knew I was clueless. I knew what I wanted. So I was like, just get this stupid whatever degree, blah, blah, blah. And I did. Then I started creating businesses. Well, that worked. Yeah, I completely concur. Let's do that, Jason said.
Do that. Do more of that.
Do more of that thing. Yeah, it's good. So, Jason, thank you so much. Where can they find you? Again, I want to make sure that I do not say your name incorrectly and give you your website.
You can find it at jasontreu.com, and it's Jason, it's TREU.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. You can also find him at Twitter and LinkedIn, Instagram with jasontreu.com. That's TREU, right? TREU.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on The Win. This is Heather Havenwood with The Win. Check us out at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood. Unfortunately, we had to cut part of this interview due to time constraints, but you can listen to the full interview at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.